91X News.
It's 4 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Lorianne Little. The 58-year-old Roslyn man has been found today. Lyle Barker, who has been missing since Thursday, has been found in Algonquin Park, and he's in good health. The Tiendanega Territory will be receiving a new water waste and drinking water treatment systems. The Governor of Canada's Clean Water and Government of Canada's Clean Water and Waste Fund will be providing the territory with $61,000 to go towards water treatment systems. They will also receive $31,000 from the province. This money will go towards replacing water meters with new digital remote technology and installation of a new septic tank and septic field. With the holiday season upon us, Quinte Waste Solutions wants to remind people about what they can and can't recycle in the Quinte region. Most wrapping paper that's actually made from paper can be recycled, says Rachel Ravoy of the Quinte Waste Solutions. The types of wrapping paper that can't be recycled are foil and some plastics. As a rule of thumb, Ravoy says that the plastics that can be stretched and ripped can be recycled. However, the plastics that are stiff and crinkly can't be. Ravoy also says bows or decorations should be removed from all wrappings as they can't be recycled.
At our material recovery facility at Quinte Waste Solutions, we have people that sort everything by hand. So it's not just machines separating things, it's people hand sorting things into different compartments. So it does, you know, take the time to remove those items and put them essentially in the garbage. So we do ask residents, don't put those in the blue box. And the best thing to do with those is to reuse them year after year. Or if they, you know, sort of fall apart or if the strings get cut or whatever, just put them in the garbage.
In regards to plastic packaging, Ravoy suggests that people look for the number in the recycling symbol on the package. Plastics with numbers 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 can be recycled. Any cardboard should be broken down and packaged together with string or tape. Big boxes should be broken down and left outside of blue bins. For more details on holiday recycling, you can visit Quinte Waste Solutions Recycling Over the Holidays page online. Loyalist College's annual awards ceremony that normally takes place in November has been officially moved to March 1st, 2018, due to the faculty strike. Lou Rinaldi, member of Provincial Parliament for Northumberland and Quinte, made an announcement last night that the Trade Tech Industries, a metal design and manufacturing company, is expanding. This will create 10 new jobs and keep 33 possessions in Port Hope. At least 12 people died in a bus crash this morning in New Mexico. The bus carrying cruise ship passengers to Mayan ruins in eastern Mexico flipped over on the highway early this morning. Belleville is going to be one of the recipients of the provincial gas tax funding. The $357 million tax initiative will be going to over 105 municipalities in Ontario. $698,000 will be spent on public transit and infrastructure in Belleville. And Quinte West and Brighton will be receiving $496,000 for the same initiative. B'nai in Birth Canada says that at least 5 synagogues across the country have received anti-Semitic hate mail. 2 synagogues in Montreal, 1 in Hamilton, and 1 in Toronto have all received these letters. In the letters, there is talk of genocide of Jewish people. The letter contained the phrase, "Jewry must perish," accompanied by a bleeding Star of David with a swastika in the center. Police in the 4 cities are investigating. A Mexican journalist was shot to death this morning attending a Christmas party at a child school in the Gulf Coast of Veracruz. This is the 10th journalist killed in New Mexico this year. The state security coordinator said that in a statement that dozens of parents and children were present as an unidentified gunman shot the 34-year-old Guamaro Perez Aguilando while he attended the Christmas event at his child's school. Veracruz Governor Miguel Angel Yunes condemned the attack and said that he ordered the state police to provide protection to the journalist's family. Another area reporter, Candido Rios, was killed on August 22nd. Employees at St. Michael's Hospital, St. Joseph Healthcare, and Province Healthcare are joining the rally right now. The rally is speaking out against the merging of 3 hospitals. The rally is taking place on the corner of Queen Street East and Bond Street in Toronto. Members of Marine Services in Fairmont Homes will rally tomorrow morning outside the Frontenac County Council meeting. Members of both locals have been bargaining with the county for some time and want to talk to councillors and members of the public about their frustration with the bargaining process. The Alberta government is expanding a program for childcare that costs parents $25 a day. A pilot project announced in April that has been offering a reduced fee at 22 child care centres is being brought into an additional 78 cents. Child Services Minister Daniel LaVere says it's something parents need.
Parents are tired of struggling to find and then to afford the care that they want for their kids. When the cost of the right kind of child care is as much as a second mortgage, many parents are forced to choose between child care and pursuing their careers. Others may decide not to start a family at all.
Members of the U.S. House of Representatives have passed the biggest reform of U.S. tax law in more than three decades. The bill will go to the U.S. Senate for an expected vote this evening. House Speaker Paul Ryan announced the vote tally.
The yeas are 227 and the nays are 203. The conference report is adopted without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The latest data received by the federal government today shows that illegal border crossing continued to decline in November. In August, RCMP stopped 5,000 people in Quebec alone who crossed borders into Canada to seek asylum. The number in October reduced from 1,890 and continued to go down to 1,623 in November. That's QNET News on 91X. It's 4:07. Sports is next.
You know, my YMCA membership is more than access to a gym. It's also where I go to play ball with the guys. Even when I'm out of town, my membership allows me to use any YMCA in Canada. So there's no chance of the guys gaining an edge on me. To think I just joined the lift weights. If you become part of the Y family, you won't pay a joining fee or registration. Plus, there's no locked-in contract. So many reasons why you should do it. What will your Y story be? Visit whytheymca.com.
Good afterneon, I'm Lorianne Little with QNET Sports. The Belleville Spirits Basketball Club announced upcoming tryouts for this season's U16 boys team. Any players born in 2002 or later are able to try out. Tryouts will take place next Friday on January 19th and on Sunday at January 21st. Both tryouts are free and will be held at Nicholson Catholic College. Toronto FC is going to open a Major League Soccer season at home for the first time ever. The Toronto FC will be playing the first game of the season against the Columbus Crew at BMO Field on March 3rd in 2018. During the 2018 regular season, each club will play 34 games, including 17 home games and 17 away games. Teams will face each other of their conference opponents, 10 in the East and 11 in the West, twice during the season, with one game at home and one game away. The complete regular season schedule will be announced in January. A news conference has been scheduled for tomorrow, where the Montreal Alouettes will release the name of their new coach to the public. General manager Travis Reed, who took over coaching duties of the team after the firing of former coach Jacques Chapdelaine in September, is not interested in keeping the job anymore. The Leafs are currently playing against the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Leafs are in the lead for 4-1. Other games tonight include the New York Rangers, who will be playing the Anaheim Ducks at Madison Square Garden at 7 p.m., the Detroit Red Wings, who will be playing against the New York Islanders at Barclays Center at 7 p.m., the Buffalo Sabres are playing the Boston Bruins at 7:30 at KeyBank Center, and the Winnipeg Jets will be playing against the Nashville Predators at the Bridgestone Arena at 8 p.m. The puck will drop at tonight's game for the Ottawa Senators between the Ottawa Senators and the Minnesota Wild at the Canadian Tire Center at 7 p.m. The Cleveland Cavaliers are visiting the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Cavaliers will be trying for their sixth straight win, while the Bucks have lost three straight games. Rogers Media and CBC have signed a seven-year sub-licensing contract to air the Hockey Night in Canada and the Stanley Cup playoffs. The agreement will start in 2019-2020 after the end of the current subleasing deal. Rogers will receive all of the revenue for Hockey Night in Canada. Tonight is the first annual Toronto Maple Leafs Day. Toronto Mayor John Tory officially named today Maple Leafs Day as part of the celebration of the Leafs' 100-year anniversary. The Leafs will be celebrating with an afternoon matinee game against the Carolina Hurricanes. Leafs coach Mike Babcock say the Hurricanes will be tough to beat.
They're trying to get ready for us. We're trying to get ready for them. We know exactly what we're getting. It's going to be tight. There's going to be no room. It's going to be one of those games that it looks like there's hardly any plays taking place whatsoever. That's the new NHL. There's not a lot of space. And so we've got to find ways to make plays and play in the ozone.
Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. The wind will be 30 kilometers an hour with a high of plus 4. Tomorrow will be a mix of sun and cloud with a low of minus 7. At 4:11, it's 4 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Laurie Ann Little, QNET News. Next at 5.